Hare Krishna, I'll be speaking about the Tulsi Jal Daan. During the hot season in India, a pot of dripping water is placed over Tulsi and Shaligram to keep them cool. Keshav Vrat starts. For 1 month, one should control the senses, sleep on earth, bathe twice daily in the river, worship the Lord, and give cloth, sugar, sesame, rice, and gold to the Brahmanas. If one worships Madhusudan in this month, one gains the benefits of 1 year's worship. While Keshav Vrat lasts, one may hang a pot with a hole in it, fill it with water, and drip water over Tulsi and Shaligram Shila. This is especially done in the now hot northern hemisphere when water becomes a vital asset for the growth of Tulsi Devi. In the southern hemisphere, be careful not to overwater as we come out of the summer and into the autumn. During Keshav Vrat, our austerities can increase in order to increase our focus and service to Lord Shri Krishna and Krishna's devotees. Of course, one of the greatest devotees is Srimati Tulsi Devi, and to increase the worship of Tulsi Devi during this month of Keshav Vrat, some devotees place a dripping pot of water over the Tulsi Devi. For many, actually placing this pot over Tulsi Devi or performing all the austerities of Keshav Vrat may be difficult. However, the focus can be on the importance of remembering Tulsi Devi during this important auspicious month. In turn, hopefully this positively affects our worship of Krishna and his devotees. To honor Tulsi Jal Daan and to increase our meditation of Srimati Tulsi Devi, I would like to share 2 verses here. From the Skanda Purana, let me offer my respectful obeisances unto the Tulsi tree, which can immediately vanquish volumes of sinful activities. Simply by seeing or touching this tree, one can become relieved from all distresses and diseases. Simply by offering obeisances to and pouring water on the Tulsi tree, one can become freed from the fear of being sent to the court of Yamraj, the king of death, who punishes the sinful. If someone sows a Tulsi tree somewhere, certainly he becomes devoted to Lord Krishna. And when the Tulsi leaves are offered in devotion to the lotus feet of Krishna, there is the full development of love of Godhead. From the Srimad Bhagavatam 3.15.19, although flowering plants like the Mandar, Kunda, Kurabaka, Utpala, Champaka, Arna, Punaga, Nagakeshara, Bakula, Lily and Parijata are full of transcendental fragrance, they are still conscious of the austerities performed by Tulsi, for Tulsi is given special preference by Lord Shri Krishna, who garlands himself with the Tulsi leaves. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. If you like this audio, please share it with your friends and family. If you like to receive similar messages on your WhatsApp, then you can subscribe to ISKCON Desiree WhatsApp messages. Kindly save the following number on your device: 9987060606. I repeat, 9987060606. After saving this number, please WhatsApp us your full name and city. We will soon add you in ISKCON Desire Tree group and you will start receiving regular devotional messages. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.